Governments don't create revenue. They collect taxes from the average taxpayers out there, and they spend them. That's what they do. Unfortunately, our county government did it in Pinellas County, did it way too well.
Former Tarpon Springs Mayor Beverly Beliris is the other GOP contender for the seat. She said she'd also like to see a forensic audit and cited the recent revelation that the county was outsourcing its printing when it could have been done much more cheaply in-house.
We were told, you know, that the county has, you know, stripped everything to the bare bone in this budget process this year. However, an audit proved that over several years, and including this year, that they were outsourcing their printing.
But Latvala, who came under fire after saying she was open to raising property taxes if her colleagues approached a consensus on the issue, defended how the commission has handled the county budget.
It's not like there's an irresponsible act that's gone on that's made this happen. It's the economy and what's going on in our entire country, but is even worse in the state of Florida. So both of my opponents keep acting like this is something that the Board of County Commissioners did. Well, every city in Pinellas County is facing the same challenges.
She said there have actually been some pretty smart moves on the part of herself and her colleagues in recent years.
We lowered taxes 7/10 of a mil in 2007 and started downsizing the government even before that.
The commission ruffled some feathers this past spring when they approved fees for county parks, including Fort DeSoto. Folkman said the fees are a double tax.
People need the parks so badly right now, especially with the economy and places where they can go and enjoy family time that doesn't cost a lot of money. Now the county is looking at charging for the parks. And I look at that as a candidate and saying the taxpayer's already paying for it. It's called taxes, ladies and gentlemen. That's what we have.
Beliris agrees with Folkman and says there are more creative ways for county parks to generate revenue.
I would like to see that we could find sponsorships, you know, large corporations partnership, you know, with their logo at the park. You know, this park has been adopted by, you know, just think out of the box, pick up more volunteerism. Finding other ways to do it without taking that away.
Latvala, who is seeking her second term, says the parks are not a completely necessary service.
Well, I don't consider it a double tax. It just is part of what's going on in this economy. Parks are totally non-mandatory, and much of what county government does is mandatory. So we had to look at our budget in that way. Yes, people have already paid for the parks, but they haven't paid for the annual maintenance of those parks. And that's what this fee will help offset. It's a parking fee. It's not an entrance fee.
Pinellas County recently launched a transportation task force to study the feasibility of a mass transit overhaul that might include light rail. It parallels the group in Hillsborough County whose study ultimately resulted in a proposed penny per dollar sales tax that county's voters may adopt in November. Folkman said rail will probably not go over as well in Florida as it has in regions like the Northeast.
I think that you have to come back and really have a good study of who's going to use light rail. Our county, unfortunately, is known to go and do projects and put all the money out for these projects and then have to come back to the taxpayer and say, oh, sorry, we don't receive the revenues that we thought, and now it's on the taxpayer's back to pay for it.
Beliris said that while she would support posing the question of a transit tax to voters, she doesn't want to levy any new taxes on Pinellas residents.
People are having a tough time. Any additional taxation would be difficult for me to issue to residents. I think that I would not favor an additional sales tax to fund that.
Latvala said that if a high-speed rail line actually gets built between Tampa and Orlando, a transit system connecting Pinellas to Tampa would be absolutely vital.
I'm supportive of moving forward with it. Pinellas County, if this rail is actually built between Tampa and Orlando, Pinellas County needs to connect to that, or we're going to be this isolated appendage sticking off the side of Florida.